This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
American product,
made in America. In fact, the I was going to say the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That was the those are the moldy oldie days. Although we still have Good Day represented a number of things that you can find at Doug Steffen now at TuneIn Radio. But this is the DJV experience, capped by Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the services of Kara Schillen. We're all excited about the risk that Victoria is taking on Saturday.
It's not relationship. A risk. Oh, my gosh. There's no risk.
I'm just got kind of teasing you. I want everybody to feel good about this in a number of ways. I just
really? That's the message you're trying to send? Because I
Oh, come on. You know how I feel.
It's been called a risk. This. You have a therapist on standby for me.
The illusion of marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, it's going to be fun. I look forward to seeing some pictures and some... The feeling of warmth is neat. It's a fullness that maybe it's you being your true self. That's kind of a fun thing. And the greatest partnership for you and for Jennifer as you sort of go down the same street together. Not together, but you know, in time, Jennifer's going to be in the same place. We'll have the same fun with her. You will be the best that you can be in a great relationship. It, what it does is encourage us to be the best we can be. And what more could you ask for than someone who assures you, who asserts to the world that you are the best for him or her? It's a circumstance in terms of relationships that can't be capped, and I think the goodness that comes from it, you know, it's, we build it all up. It's just a few words, and it's just a, you know, a little bit of a party. Little. Emphasis on little.
It is little. Like everyone's at one table, little.
Anyway, I just embrace your excitement and the fulfillment of what is a dream.
Thank you. We're very excited.
Good.
We really are.
All right. Am I overdoing this, Jennifer, or am I getting too...
Wait until it's Jennifer's turn.
No, it's a big deal.
Jennifer's going to have a big wedding, and we're going to be... That's going to be a big, big deal. So my little 19-person shindig is nothing.
What if we found out, Dougie, that actually Victoria's having like a 200-person wedding?
Yeah, right.
She's like, yeah, it's going to be very small.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm going to crash it. People in the news today... Marco Rubio tries to hug Ivanka. What in the world?
Oh, boy.
Hey, talk about awkwardness.
Is he a little guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Little Marco.
She is.
Is he the one who was standing on the thing in front of the podium to see over the microphone? Yeah. Remember during the original Republican debates and there was like a cast of thousands and there was someone they caught who had to step up on something? I think it was Marco Rubio.
Really? Uh-huh. I didn't think he was that small.
No. Yeah. Let's see how tall. But no, that's what little Marco, remember?
No, right.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture, though? It's really funny because Ivanka has arms straight down to the side. She looks so uncomfortable.
Oh.
And who wouldn't be uncomfortable?
They probably just caught it at a weird moment, but...
Boob.
The internet's pretty funny.
It's one of those.
This is interesting. How tall are the 2016 presidential candidates? Let's see what that's all about.
Yeah. I'm sure that Cruz was a shorty, too.
No, Cruz, I think, is like 6 foot.
Cruz is?
Really? I keep being shocked. I mean, James Comey is what, 6'7", 6'8"?
Yeah, he's a
big
really
shocked
tall.
By all
yeah.
these
He's a tall dude.
So
yeah, Comey is a tall dude. Where, by the way, has he disappeared? All week I haven't heard a word from him or about him. Is he gone?
Just count your blessing at this point.
Yeah, I know,
If I were him, I imagine he's probably just disappeared and he's on an island somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, on the beach by himself.
Yeah. All right. All right. So did you find out how tall Marco Rubio was, Jennifer?
Found out how tall Jeb Bush is.
He's tall.
Let's guess. I'm going to guess. Is he really tall? Okay, I'll guess 6'3".
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I found out that Hillary Clinton and Carly Fiorina are 5'6 and 5'7".
Yeah, Rubio's about that height, isn't he?
I don't know. John Kerry's 6'4". Why is this not giving me what I really want? I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to keep digging. Don't worry.
I'm going to keep going. All right. Other names in the news. Travis Kalanick.
I see 5'10", which is...
That's what I've seen. Yeah.
So Rubio?
That's not true.
So how tall is Ivanka then?
And Ted Cruz is 5'10". If she has heels on, she's probably 6'1".
Yeah. She's tall.
Or maybe 6'2".
Jennifer, with heels on, you're what, 5'10", 5'11"?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's...
I thought you were
without heels on.
No,
are you 5'10"? I'm like 5'9 and a half, 5'10" with heels. I know about 5'9 and a half. I've shrunk a little.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? We're all doing that. More trouble with my back, the shorter I seem to get.
Someone says that he says he's 5'10", but he's really 5'8", which, by the way, is true of all men. All men lie about their height by 2 inches.
Oh, is that so?
Yep.
Says whom?
What does it say on your driver's license, Doug? What does it say your height is? You're not 5'9"?
Not anymore.
I don't think you ever were on a good day.
Yeah, I was 5'9" once.
How is that possible?
With heels?
Because my back...
How about this? Did you know that Madison was only 5'4"? I'm going through a whole list of presidents.
Really?
Yeah. He was short. Van Buren was 5'6".
Wow.
Adams, 5'7". Wow.
Guess we're off the...
I think it's hilarious.
Thank you.
I think it's hilarious that you have 5'9" listed on your driver's license.
What?
That is exactly Jennifer's theory.
It's true. It's 2 inches either.
It's 2 inches. Yeah.
Here's the deal. I was actually
just
reliving.
Stop talking about inches when it comes to men. Keep going, Jennifer. What did you have?
Well, trust me. Right. I was just reliving some of the greatest hits of Donald Trump through this little rabbit hole. Donald Trump mocks Marco Rubio's height. This little guy is a liar.
Good God. All right, so I said Travis Kalanick was out as the chief officer at Uber last week. He was on a leave or something, and so now he's quit. And he's one of the founders, though, so it's not like he's got a problem in terms of what his financial future is, but it's an example of people who are trying to run companies that grow so fast they can't really control them, and they don't have all the skills to do it. You see this all the time. The guy is good at managing a software company, but he's not any good at managing people. He has no people skills whatsoever. And that's what a lot of these people that got into the tech world, a lot of these Silicon Valley people, are just nerds. They don't have any social skills.
That's
true. They don't have any corporate skills. They don't have any management skills. They know how to create something. And so people say, oh, my God, look at this guy. He never had the skills. I don't know why people expect that someone that comes up with a great discovery. Bill Gates was a horrible manager. Terrible. But he's a brilliant guy. He came up with something. I don't know whether... I'm not sure about any of the rest of these guys. But
well, Steve Jobs had
awful.
A very...
nobody liked working for him.
Spotty record of being a manager and a boss. I mean, he lost his own company at one point, and then they brought him back to Apple. So, there is definitely a pattern there.
Yeah, there sure is. So anyway, nobody's making a big deal out of that. So, Jennifer, I'm trying to figure this out. Is it true that this Georgia House race was the most expensive congressional race in the history? That $23 million bucks came in for the Democrat?
It was $50 million total into
this race.
My
God, what an outrage.
And the Democrat outraised the Republican by, I think, 5 times. And most of the money was coming in from outside the district.
Yeah, outside the district,
Very little came from inside the district because the Democrat didn't even live inside the district. John Ossoff is his name.
Andy. Carpetbaggers.
He managed to get it close because this is a pretty Republican. Was a stronghold. This was the district. This was the place that Newt Gingrich came from, then Tom Price. And there's a Republican in office since 1979. But they just couldn't. It was actually not as close as they thought. Going in, they were separated by a percentage point, and then she kind of blew them out by, I think, seven percentage points.
Was it
five or six.
What happened in South Carolina? Republican got that one too, right?
Republican got that one too, and that was Mick Mulvaney's seat, who's now the office of OMB.
Ah.
And but that one, they only spent, I think they only spent like $800,000 in that race. But what was funny is that, and Republicans and Democrats did this. They said this is the bellwether. This seat in Georgia is the bellwether for what 2018 would be like. And I said, you know, it doesn't matter who wins, the Democrat or the Republican. It's no bellwether because this race has $50 million dropped into it. You think all the races next year are going to have all that money in there?
That's all it is. So crazy. Media hype and BS. All right, let's talk about something that is not hype and it's not BS. May I invite you all? I have said this to the ladies off the air and on the air, and I say it to you. If you are in search, especially this time of year, for a drier home, a cleaner home, the way to get that dry, clean home is to have the air in your house from top to bottom as clean as possible so you can breathe better, you can live healthier. A drier, healthier home is guaranteed. It is necessary for the health and happiness of your family, and I'm not overemphasizing that. Think about it, especially when you get to where Jennifer is, or all of us, because of the heat, the humidity, even though out in the Midwest, I'm sorry, in the West they say, in the Midwest it's just humidity on top of humidity on top of humidity, but West is a dry heat. Well, you know what? The dry heat still makes you miserable. It's hard to escape. But if you want something that works to cool things down, this is not an air conditioner, but if you think about air and moving it around, and you understand what the deal is at Wave Home Solutions, this is an innovative company. They have proven solutions to air and water quality issues in your home. The moisture control and ventilation systems that they have produced have over and over and over again reduced moisture, odors, mold, and they expel harmful pollutants. You know, more people now are worried about radon gas than has ever been the case before. And I don't know in your house, Jennifer, because you don't have a cellar. I was trying to think about this and how it applies to homes that do not. A lot of homes in Florida don't have cellars. Where I am, it's hard to find a house that doesn't have a cellar. Where you are, it's hard to find a house that does have a cellar. But yet, the problems are the same. You can find places to hang these moisture control and ventilation systems, whether it be in your cellar, or whether it be in a closet, wherever. You need to get rid of damp, musty smells. That stuff, you know, when you can smell it. I bet even in your apartment, Victoria, you can smell there's something to stale air. And if you have used a dehumidifier and not been happy because you had to empty all the water.
That's tough to use.
Well, you look at the bill. You can see in the summertime, if you're using a dehumidifier, what it adds to the electric bill, about $100 a month on average. So you want to, and by the way, the dehumidifier circulates the same unhealthy air over and over and over and over and over again. So you need to exchange that thinking and take care of the unhealthy areas in your life, in your home, trap pollutants, that kind of stuff, radons, toxins. Here's what you do. You go to dryair123.com. That's dryair123.com. I know all three of us here have done it. Actually, all four of us. Victoria, I did it before when I was making sure that everything worked. So if you go to dryair123.com, you can put in on the right-hand side of the homepage information about you so that you can have somebody call you and tell you how this would work in your house. You don't have to pay anybody anything. Just get the information. Figure out for yourself why it's better to have a Wave moisture control unit. It's maintenance-free. It costs pennies a day instead of dollars in terms of electricity. It's all computerized. It will dry out your home, your basement, the crawl space. Radon gas is gone. Toxins gone. Other pollutants gone. Moisture control plus improved air quality. Everybody needs one of these Wave Home solutions. Get to the bottom of the problem. Do a little exploration, dryair123.com, or call them at 888-997-WAVE if it's more convenient, 888 997-9283. Solve the problem in your home with Wave Home Solutions.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
My husband says, "You are what you eat." Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
After the hour, we're all together, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I, to focus, good word, I love that word, on the weird groups in music news today, starting with the Foo Fighters. Yes, the Foo Fighters have announced their ninth album called Concrete and Gold. It'll be out in September. If you're a fan of the Foo Fighters, Foo Fighter fans, I love that alliteration. Foo Fighter fans have been hearing some new songs, and now the band has announced this ninth album called Concrete and Gold. Dave Grohl says, quote, "I wanted it to be the biggest sounding Foo Fighters record ever. To make a gigantic rock record with Greg Kirsten, he's the producer. Great melody, great arrangement. He likes Sgt. Pepper's, or wants it to sound like that, apparently. This is from that. Is this song from that new album?
I guess this is a new song, Run.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've never heard it before. I didn't realize that they've released any songs off of it yet.
Are you a fan of the Foo Fighters, Kara?
Yeah, I like them. I think that they're great musicians, and it's funny you call them weird names, because Foo Fighters is actually one of my favorite band names. I don't know, it's fun.
Not weird. What do you think of the Foo Fighters, Victoria?
I like a lot of their songs. I have never seen them live, but I've heard through friends that they put on a great concert.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm interested because of this producer of how this is going to sound different, because this guy works with everybody who's popular right now.
Yeah. Hi, Jen, what do you think of the Foo Fighters?
I like them most of the time. I mean, sometimes they're a bit too much for me, but, you know, for the most part, I can't say they're my favorite, but I like them.
They're headlining the Glastonbury Music Festival this weekend, so that's kind of cool. That's one of the most amazing things. You know, I like to go to that one of those sometime. All right, next up in the weird group name department, Leonard Skinner. There was a plane crash, some of you may remember. A couple of the members of Leonard Skinner, Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines, were killed, along with a backup singer, Cassie Gaines. New movie out about this. And also the trial, some legal spiegeling, heirs of Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines, plus a few other surviving Leonard Skinner members, looking to block production and distribution of this film called Street Survivor, the true story of the Leonard Skinner plane crash. Lawsuit filed last month in New York was revealed when a judge rejected a bid for a preliminary injunction. This dispute emanates from a blood oath that was taken on the plane, supposedly. As described in unsealed court papers, survivors agreed never to use the name Leonard Skinner again in an effort not to capitalize on the tragedy. Artemis Pyle, who joined the band in 1974, is the one who gave the movie studio consent to make the film, but Leonard Skinner parties maintain he's prohibited from authorizing or even participating in any story that is supposedly the history of the band. The Van Zant side is insisting that Pyle also co-wrote the screenplay and is acting as the film's key publicist, so the case goes to trial next month.
Wow. You know, it's interesting because as a band, they could have made so much money already, you know, on sensationalizing this plane crash and the story and the whole thing. Yep. So it's nice that they chose not to do that.
It's like what happened after after Ricky Nelson died in a plane crash. DC-3, supposedly they had a fire in the back of the plane. They were cooking some kind of opioid.
That
was the story for years and years and years. Wow. Unbelievable. But makes for great storytelling anyway. 28 after on the DJB Show.
Warren Eckstein with the pet show tip of the day, the overly inquisitive pet. You know, pets that go through the wastebasket, open drawers, and pour through your files need more than just stimulation. Their inquisitiveness can also do damage, but I must stress that this is strictly unintentional delinquency. Typically, the overly inquisitive pet isn't destructive at all, but just very intelligent. He isn't satisfied with the run-of-the-mill toys. He learns quickly, and he demands novelty. This syndrome occurs more commonly in the pet who previously has had company during the day, one that's been encouraged to have an active mind and a lively person. Personality, but is now alone either because the owners had to go back to work or there was a divorce or the kids went off to college. The pet's routine hasn't changed yet, though, and he paces the house looking for involvement with people or events. That's why it's so important. I say this often. Some dogs need a job. Some dogs need a backyard that's more interesting. Rotate your pet's toys on a regular basis. Take them to new locations and new places and make your backyard really interesting for your dog or cat. A little tetherball hanging from a tree, a sandbox. They'll be happy. So will you. I'll more next time.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour, singing myself. I'm Doug Steffen, singer extraordinaire, with Jennifer Horn, conversationalist extraordinaire, Victoria Keelan, wife extraordinaire. How does it feel to be, you're going to be somebody's
soon
wife?
Soon to be.
wife. Are you thinking about that, Kara? What it would be like to be somebody's wife?
Since I'm not dating anyone, no, not at this moment.
You can be my wife. I'm cool with
okay,
it.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know. How does Jeff feel about that?
He'll share. It's fine.
Well, in that sister wives. Sure.
Yeah, there we go.
Just what I always wanted to be.
The news from Sioux Falls, South Dakota today. I'm doing research on what's going on in these various communities. Bozeman, Montana, you can't have sex in the front yard. In hotels in Sioux Falls, every room is required to have twin beds. The beds must always be a minimum of 2 feet apart when a couple rents a room for one night only. And it's illegal to make love on the floor between the beds.
That cannot be real.
Sioux Falls,
South Dakota. Wait, is this every room? What if you're a guy who's like 6 foot tall? 6'5"? And you have to sleep on a twin
Sioux
bed?
Sioux Falls. This is Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls. Got it? Sioux Falls.
None of that. I don't know. I'm not getting that.
Okay.
Are you trying to make some kind of play on words or something?
Listen, I'm just here occupying time and space trying to get people to think about what's going on in the world. What do you want from me? Barbie's boyfriend, Ken. All right, Jennifer, you're on top of this, no doubt. Barbie's longtime boyfriend, Ken. Massive makeover. Newest additions to the Barbie fashionistas. 15 contemporary and very diverse Ken dolls. Mattel, what's their slogan? Say it's Mattel, it's swell or something? It's swell, it's Mattel.
I don't think people say swell anymore, so I'm pretty sure that's not it.
I say it all the time. What does that mean? What is that? I'm out of it?
The 50s called, and they'd like their terminology back.
Is that so? Really?
Swell. What year did the first... Wilson, swell.
Ooh. Yeah. What year did the first Superman movie come out? Was it 78? 77? Okay, so in that movie, which we were watching not long ago, Clark Kent says swell to Lois Lane when they first meet, and she says, Clark, no one's really comfortable saying swell anymore. And that was in 1977, just to give you some cultural perspective.
Which was, nothing, 40 years ago.
Right.
Really? Well, thank you for reminding me and putting me in my place, too, by the way. All right, so let's see. Ken has a variety of skin tones, hair colors, modern fashion looks. There's a Ken with cornrows.
Boy.
Apparently.
There's a Ken with a high-top fade. It's a little out of date, but it's pretty good-looking.
What's a high-top fade?
It's like, I don't know, think back to like Fresh Prince or something like that, where you've got an afro, but it's like tall and kind of squared, and it's like, yeah,
it's
squared
shaved
off on the
so
side.
It's squared, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Like a flat top kind of thing. Like Kid and Play?
So they're trying to be more inclusive? Do you think people are really going to go after the... people that wouldn't buy Ken dolls before will buy them now because of this stuff?
Some families, yeah.
Yeah, some families. And I don't know if it's a matter of getting... Well, I guess they're a business, so they want more people to buy it. But I wouldn't have complained about having someone else to play with when I was a kid. Like, I played with Barbies all the time, and we had one Barbie or five Barbies that all looked the same.
Yeah. They were not all the same, Kara. They all had different personalities. They all had different careers.
But that's the thing. Okay, so girls, when you're playing with Barbies, you make up a story to go with them, right?
Right.
So isn't that...
Hold on a second.
What?
Just a second.
Leave her alone.
What kind of dolls do you play with, Kara, as a kid?
I play with Barbies. And
yeah,
Ken.
Barbies.
Barbie
yeah.
and Ken dolls.
How many of you still have your Barbie doll? Jennifer,
some.
You still have your Barbie doll?
Yeah, I think...
Well, I had a million of them. I used to have a ton of Barbies.
What happened to them?
Yeah, what happened to yours? I still have a box at home full
I
of them.
I think I donated some of them, but I do still have a few in my mom's at my mom's house.
Here's how to find out who you're marrying. What does Jeff think of Barbie dolls? Does he ever play with them?
I don't know if he ever played with Barbies. He used to like Legos.
Really?
My brother just cut all the hair off of my Barbies.
See, my grandfather would go sometimes to garage sales. He was a big garage sale guy, and so he would buy me some Barbies that were sort of unsavory, but it was, you know, he was trying to be nice. And so instead of having, like, cracked out Barbie, I would cut their hair, and those would be the ones that I would style, actually.
Right. Really? Huh. Manson used to cut the heads off of Barbie.
Yeah,
dolls.
That's weird.
Today or something.
Lovely.
All right. So isn't that nice? Barbie has more things.
I just think we're being a little sensitive, because if you finish out this whole story, you'll find out that American Girl dolls, and look, this is nice, I suppose, but Lego unveiled a minifigure that uses a wheelchair. American Girl started selling diabetes kits for its dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Come on.
I think the American Girl
doll. It's a doll.
Right?
It doesn't have blood sugar. It doesn't even have blood, for crying out loud.
I think in that case, though, kids who are born with juvenile diabetes, though, like, a lot of them are scared of the needles, so I think the doll is sort of like, well, if the doll can do it, you can do it kind of a thing.
All right. I'll give you a pass on that one, but it's like...
Yeah, I guess, I mean, we could go through all of the accessories that all of these have, and they're all stupid. I mean, they have food and all this other stuff that... It's not like Barbies eat food, but they still have all these
Barbie
accessories.
Barbie doesn't look like
them.
She's eating food.
How could they maintain that figure without working in an
all
ice cream
hamburgers
parlor?
And stuff? Oh, yeah.
All right. So now that we've taken care of Barbie and the dolls, sports news coming up in a moment. First, though, I think you used the word stupid a minute ago. The stupid stuff keeps happening on airplanes. Yesterday, a 2-year-old child was on an Air Canada flight, and they were sitting in the first row behind first class, and apparently the toilet up in the back of the plane had a line, so the grandmother who was flying with the toddler said, why don't you go up and use, or brought her up to the bathroom, I'm not sure which of these, Stacy Osmond is the lady's name, her two-year-old granddaughter was brought up to the first-class lavatory, and the flight attendant said she couldn't use it because she wasn't sitting in first class. So this is a five-and-a-half-hour flight from Nova Scotia on the East Coast to Calgary on the West Coast. And so as a result of that, this little baby pees in her pants and has kind of a meltdown. And so you begin to wonder, first of all, if we didn't have social media, nobody would have ever heard this story, number one. Number two, it just every time one of these things happen, and they seem to be happening with such regularity, is it that these people are just now stupid, or have they always been stupid and nobody paid attention to it? But the fact that, so you can't use, what difference is it? The pee in the first class section is the same as the pee in the stowage in the back. So what, if the baby, you got a baby, for God's sake, let her go take a pee.
I understand if you're in first class and you've paid to not have people standing in the aisle next to you online for the bathroom the whole time. I get that, but I think there has to be exceptions made, and executive decisions need to be made by the flight attendants. Okay, there's a line back there, fine. We're making one exception for the two-year-old before she pees her pants, and then that's going to be it. You know, you do it quietly and discreetly. You let the toddler go up, you go into the, she goes into the bathroom, does her business, and that's it. But it just, it seems like they either want to not follow any rules, or they follow them so strictly that this kind of stuff keeps happening.
Mm-hmm. I just, it's just a crazy, the world is such crazy. Listen to this. Mother breast milk tested positive for explosives.
What? How's that even possible?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at some of these headlines.
Where are you reading this?
United Airlines. I'm on, let's see, what am I on? Pop Sugar.
Well, that's why you get headlines like that.
You want to clue me in as to what this? I was flying with my three-month-old, first time flying with a baby. This is what the post is. It was just her and I did my research, brought frozen breast milk as well as a bottle I had pumped out an hour earlier. I wanted something the baby could drink on the plane if she started melting. Amelia can be a bit picky about breastfeeding, so I figured I have both options of flight heading through security. They tested her milk.
Which they do. I do know that they do that, right?
You're not supposed to bring liquid into the, you're supposed to have any liquids when you go across on the other
side. But breast milk is an exception, right?
Right, yes, right. Anyway, they forced her to dump her breast milk because the TSA said that it had some ingredient in it that they didn't trust.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, what was she, did she just have it in a bag or something?
She had one that was frozen and she had one that was liquid. Apparently, one of each. Yep.
That's weird.
Here's another one. United Airlines has father detained because his arms are too close to his son's genitals. Let's see.
I feel like we're going down a rabbit hole, and I don't know.
It's because of social media, isn't it? Here's a story from a posting on Facebook. My husband was detained after disembarking United flight because a member of the flight crew made an accusation my husband's arm was, he was sleeping, my son was in his lap, and his arm was too close to the child's genitals. Good God,
you know
what,
though? Just because articles are written doesn't mean that people are talking about them. It doesn't mean that they're viral. It doesn't mean that they're... It just means that a random person has written it on a website like Pop Sugar or Bored Panda or something
like that. So Pop Sugar, I should avoid Pop Sugar?
No, I'm not saying that you should avoid that website specifically, but I think that this is how the whole fake news thing has come about, because people look at articles and they think, oh my God, this article is crazy. People are talking about this. This is fake news. But it's like you just have to use your own brain and look at it and say, okay, does this article make any sense? Is this stupid? It's just a random person writing about something random.
To go back to the toddler story, the reason that the mother was told, or the mother got the seat. The flight, agent put her in that seat because she told the agent that her daughter, you know, her granddaughter, you know, might have a problem holding it for 5.5 hours. So that's why they were sitting in the first row of you know, regular class. And so, you know, the carriage or whatever was blocking the back of the plane. This made it easy. And the flight attendant didn't know that that was the case and said, even if, apparently, even though she was told that, she said, it doesn't make any difference. You didn't pay for being in first class, so you can't use the toilet.
I mean, how often, because, Doug, you're on planes a lot, and as you say, you're always up in the front. How often do people from economy class sneak into first class to use the bathroom?
When I don't fly in first class, I use the first class bathroom. I do.
Does anyone ever try to stop you?
Nope. And if they did, I would say, I have to go. What do you want me to do? Show me where the bucket is, and I'll take care of it. What I always do is talk up with the flight attendants. I always have a conversation rolling with them during the course of the plane. I always I'm always friendly to the flight attendants. I think that's a smart thing to do. Just, you know, you don't have to go overboard, but you just be nice to them.
Give them a smack on the rear end. They like that.
Say what?
Give them a smack on the rear end. They like that. Call them toots. They like that, too.
Toots, yeah, right. All right, let's do the sports news. The Cubbies are in the news. Jen, why don't you take that story, and then the Cavaliers and what happened with their general manager. So, Elroy Jimenez.
Is it Eloy, I believe, instead of Elroy?
Is it?
I think
Elroy? Okay, maybe
I think it is Eloy. Eloy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Eloy Jimenez is one of the top prospects in the Cubs organization right now, and he pulled off something pretty impossible during Monday's Carolina League Home Run Derby. He took a scene from the movie The Natural, turned it into real life. He ripped a majestic home run to left center field and put another swing on a ball during the rapid-fire Home Run Derby format. Almost immediately after his second swing, the damage of his home run was revealed in the form of falling glass, which showered light down onto the field. Sure. Immediately, of course, people grabbed their phones. They took to social media claiming that Jimenez had pulled a Roy Hobbs, which was Robert Redford's character name in The Natural. No official measurement of how far the home run went, but to reach the light tower, officials on the field said it would have had to take it near superhuman power. So I'm sure this will be the last time you'll see Eloy Jimenez.
It's on drugs.
The minor leagues, he'll be upgraded very, very soon.
Okay. People are going to hope that he can do that again in real games.
All right, next up, the NBA offseason. As the season came to an end, the Cavaliers announced that they have parted ways with a GM.
Yeah.
Why? This guy got him this far. Why do they fire him?
Exactly. That's what everyone wants to know, and the city of Cleveland is not happy about it either. And Cleveland, of course,
LeBron
is
James
as a...
What say about it?
The city of Cleveland as a city, they are entrenched in their basketball, and they take it very personally. So they're unhappy on social media, and of course, this is the third straight appearance in the NBA Finals under David Griffin. So I'm not really sure. No one seems to know what happened, but they released a statement yesterday saying they were parting ways with him. LeBron was also surprised and unhappy with the decision. He tweeted, "If no one appreciated you, Griff, I did, and hopefully all the people of Cleveland. Thanks for what you did for the team for 3 years. We got us one championship." So, I don't know.
Seems kind of silly, but you know.
Big shakeup.
Yeah, and you said something. The reason that they take their basketball seriously is because it's the only team that ever won anything. Cleveland has had a long stretch of horror with the Browns and football.
Indians.
The Indians never did much of anything, at least when I was in school. I remember all of the focus on that. The Toledo Mudhens were better than the Cleveland team. 10 before the hour.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Making all kinds of different sounds from Animal Kingdom, in case you can figure that out. I wish Bob Kay were here to do his Daffy Duck impression. I've never been able to do impressions. Have you, Warren? Warren Eckstein.
I can bark, that's it.
Well, let's hear a good bark from you.
Rough, rough.
That's a rough bark, Val.
I'm telling you.
I used to love to imitate. Charlotte would do boof. It wasn't a bark. It was a boof, 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 boof. All right, enough of that.
That's not the question. The question is, did dogs in the South have a Southern accent?
Oh. How would it sound if they were boofing in the South?
Rough, rough, y'all.
Boof.
What about our Chihuahuas, Warren? Do our Chihuahuas sound Mexican?
You know, it's interesting. My dog's bilingual. I mean, he speaks two languages.
Really?
Really?
He doesn't speak two languages. He understands two languages. If he spoke two languages, I wouldn't be sitting here with you today.
Be on a plane to Hawaii. What? Boof. Boof, boof, boof. Boof, boof. I saw a dog named D-Lip. Ever heard of a dog named D-Lip?
No, that's an interesting name.
Straight. That would be an interesting conversation in and of itself. Most unusual names for a dog.
Stay. Stay. The most unusual dog was Stay.
Really?
His name was Stay. Stay.
What
cub.
Kind of
Stay,
what breed?
Stay.
What kind of a dog was it?
It was a Siberian Husky.
Yeah?
Isn't that just mean?
It was kind of mean, thinking back on it. You know, I wasn't there to work with the dog, but that's they named the dog. I can't give you some of the names people name their dogs. Stay is definitely one of the more usual. I like the concept now that people are giving their dogs human names. It's a whole different ballgame.
Really? Mm-hmm. John?
Yeah, John. You know, years ago it was Duke, Duchess, and Queenie, and Blackie, and White.
Yeah.
And now it's Sam, Harry,
Andrea.
Saul. Sounds like a
Charlotte.
Poker game.
Yeah.
Dogs so playing poker, that was a great piece of art.
I have it hanging on my wall. Would you
Millie's original name was Milagro, Which was
which means miracle.
Yeah, Spanish miracle. That's kind of. But Millie seems to just fit her so much more. Kind of a neat thing. All right. Does the name your dog have fit your dog? That's a question and a half. Think about that. The name you gave your dog. It oftentimes with people that kind of grow into what their name sounds like. You know, like Warren. You look like a Warren, and you sound like a Warren. I think that's And I think Victoria. Sounds like and looks like a Victoria, whatever that is, whatever the meaning. You don't sound like Mary. You don't sound like Michaela. You know, you sound like Victoria to me. Is that silly?
No, I like
you don't sound
that.
Like Georgette. You sound like Victoria. All right, enough of that philosophy. In a moment, Great Danes Rescued. We'll have that story with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price for first base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
All right. 84 Great Danes were rescued from a puppy mill in New Hampshire thanks to the Humane Society and local police. They described this scene smelled like feces and raw chicken and ammonia. Dogs didn't have access to food or water, had trouble walking. These people should be shot. There are 10,000 puppy mills in the U.S. New Hampshire is the top state for puppy mills, and now there's a whole movement, the anti-puppy mill legislation, regulations, that kind of stuff. I bet you've come across some horror stories, Warren.
You know, I don't talk about it a lot, Doug, but I was a peace officer for the state of New York for many, many years, and part of my job, well, it wasn't a job, it was a voluntary thing, but I had to carry a gun 24 hours and investigate abuse, and part of that was investigating some of these stores that were bringing in these dogs from the South and other places with the puppy mills and dogs. And it's horrible. I've seen the blood, I've been to the puppy mills, and it amazes me that in 2017, we're still talking about it. What's happening, though, is kind of a positive thing. More and more pet stores now are taking dogs from local rescues and shelters and having those in their locations, realizing that if people come in to adopt a dog, it's a good thing morally, but at the same time, they're going to sell products. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing for everybody. But these puppy mills are atrocious, and it really amazes me. I remember having a quick conversation with someone in the industry that said, you know why puppy mills are okay? Because we don't care where people get their dogs as long as they get them.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.